We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Chan Yachav beFetros Elio. We are in Kenan. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Kenan is the last Masechta in Seder Kachim. It's only three Prakim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos alludes to the fact that there are many complexities in this Mishnah. We'll do the best we can to explain. But a cane literally means a nest. When we speak about a cane, though, in Halacha, we're referring to a pair of birds. They can be either Torim or Bnei Yonah, which we've mentioned several times in the past. And in general, not always, but in general, it's going to be one of those birds. One Tor is going to be a Chatas, and one is going to be an Ola. Several people will bring a cane for the purposes of a karban, a yoledes, a woman who gave birth, a metzorah, a zav, a zava, a nazir. We may remember the karban olev yored, which depends on a person's financial status. The middle status is where a person will bring birds. And we'll see in the Mishnayos, not only do we have obligatory karbanos, where you're going to bring two Torim or two Bnei Yonah, but you can also offer a nedava. A cane chova is what? A cane of nest, which means two birds. One is a chatas, one is an ola. But if you're going to bring a nedava, so a nedava can't bring a chatas, of course. So it's only an ola bird that we're going to bring. And an ola sa'ov, that's a nedava, can be brought as one preda, as we call it. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, tells us the difference between the chatas sa'ov and the ola sa'ov. Chatas ha'of nases lemata, the chatas behema lemala. We've mentioned in the past the chut ha'sikra, that red line that's in the middle of the mizbeach, and sometimes we sprinkle the blood above the chut ha'sikra, and other times we sprinkle the blood below the chut ha'sikra. So the Mishnah is telling us that regarding the chatas ha'of, this is where you have the bird, that's the korban chatas, the sin offering. So there we sprinkle the blood lamata, below. From where do we know that? The pasuk says in Ayikra, hey, regarding the chatasos, the hiza midam hachatas, al kir hamizbeach, so you're sprinkling from the blood of the karmen chatas on the wall of the mizbeach, vanishar badam yimatze el yisod hamizbeach. So the karmen chatas ha'of has sprinkling, the hiza, but also yimatze, then you take the bird and you squeeze it, so the blood now drips down or drains down to the yisod hamizbeach. So if it's hitting the yisod, we know the yisod is the base. So the Gemara says, so the Mefarshim say, Ezehu kir shahashirayim shalom ismatzim el yisod. What kir, what wool is there that the leftover blood is going to be squeezed down to the yisod? That's the kir hatachton. That is clearly the lower wool, which is from the chud hasikra and below. Above the chud hasikra, if you would squeeze the bird and have the blood squeeze, so first you sprinkle the blood, and then you squeeze the bird for the shirayim for the rest of the blood. So if that's it's supposed to be hanishar badam, the pasuk says yimatze, it will be squeezed el yisod hamizbech. If it's supposed to hit the yisod, it won't. It may hit this sovev, which is that which is where the kohen walks around. If you would squeeze the bird up above the chod hasikra, so in order that it hits the yisod, based on the pasuk tells us, so that's what the pasuk demands. Obviously, you're going to sprinkle it and squeeze it below the chod hasikra. That's the chatas of the chatas be. The chatas behema, though, as we've learned in the past many times, there you sprinkle that above the chadesuk. In fact, the pasuk says in Vayikra Dalet, Ar Kanos, HaMizbeach, has to be on the corners of the Mizbeach. Those four top corners on top of the Mizbeach is where we sprinkle the carbon chatas. That's clearly above the chadesuker. So, chatas ha'of, the chatas of the bird is below the chadesuker, chatas behema above. Ola sa'of nasis lamala. The ola sa'of does not have any sprinkling. We don't have haza'a, but we do still squeeze the blood out of the bird. So that is done. So that is done above, lamala, above the chodasika, which means at the top of the mizbeach, the malika is done, and that's done at the keren dromis mizrachis, at the southeastern corner. And then, there's no sprinkling, as we said, you squeeze the blood to the wall of the Mizbeach above the Chod HaSikra. That's based on the Pasuk in Vayikra Aleph. It says, Umalak Es Rosho, regarding the Ola Sa'of, you're going to do the Malika, that's the equivalent of the Shechita for a bird, the Hiktira Mizbecha, and you're going to burn it on the Mizbeach, as an Ola is completely burnt, the Chatas is eaten by the Kohen in that bird, but the Ola is completely burnt, v'nimtza damo, nimtza with a hay, you're going to squeeze the Al Kir HaMizbeach. So it doesn't say where on the Mizbeach you're supposed to squeeze the blood. But the Gemara, but the Chazal learn, Mahak Torah Barosha Mizbeach Av Malika Umitzu Dama Barosha Mizbeach. Just like the burning is on the top of the Mizbeach, that's where you throw the bird to be burnt. So too, the Malika and the Mitzu and the squeezing should be done above on the top of the Mizbeach. So the Olas HaBehema and the Ola of an animal, that's Lamata. That sprinkling is done below the Chorasirko. We mentioned that in Masechet Zvachim, Shtaim Shehein Arba. We hit, we throw twice, but we hit all four walls. That is done Keneged HaYesod. That is in the northeastern corner and diagonally in the southwestern corner, but that is done below the Chod HaSikra. And the Mishnah says, Im shina baze uvaze pasul. If you made the mistake, which is really the basis of the whole Masechta, we think birds get mixed up, we're not sure if it's a Chatas or a Chatas of or an Olasa of, and we can't identify it, so we're in trouble, because the Hazos, so the Mitzui, is in different places. If you make a mistake, if you did the Chatas of above Chod HaSikra, or the squeezing of the dam olasa of below the chorasirka, the carbon is going to be pasul. Then the Mishnah says, Seder kinim kahu. When we speak about bringing a kain chova, this is where we speak about the people, the yoledes, the zav, the zava, the mitzora, people who have to bring a pair of birds. So Mishnah says, kain chova, kahu achova, echad chatas vechad ola. One of the birds is going to be chatas, and one is going to be an ola. Benedor menudavos, though, if a person is donating birds, let's say a pair of birds, several birds, cool, he could even donate one bird, kulan olos. Even though you donated two to the Beis HaMikdash, they're all olos. Because if it's a neder unadava, so a neder unadava, we know when it comes to animals, can only be an ola or a shlomid. That's the only time you can make a neder unadava. You can't be noder, you can't donate an asham, a chatas. So it's either an ola or a shlomid. But when it comes to a bird, there is no shlomid bird. So the only type of carbon, a bird, an oaf, that's a nedava or a neder could be, is an ola. Ezu neder, so this we have in the past, what's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Ola, a person takes upon himself, I take upon myself to bring an ola sa'of, or an olas behema, so, or harei alai shlomim, that's a neder. Vezu nedava, what's the difference, what's a nedava? Omer harei zu ola. So neder is harei alai, and nedava is harei zu. This harei yona zula, this yona is going to be an ola. Harei behema zu is an ola, or a shlomim. Ma bein nedarim nedalava. So I asked the Mishnah, what's the practical difference between the two? So Ela Shahan Nedarim, when it comes to Nedarim, since you said Harei Alai, I take upon myself, I didn't point to any particular animal when I took the Neder. So Mesu and Ignivu, if those Karbonos that I ended up designating died or were stolen, Chayvim Achrayusim, then I have to take responsibility and replace them. Because I said Harei Alai, I took a Neder to bring a Karbon. But Unadavos, but if it's a Nadava where I said Harei Zu, this is going to be a Karbon, and then it gets lost or it dies, or it's stolen, Mesu Nignavu, Ein Chayavin Bachrayusam, because I only made a Nedava on this particular one. Therefore, if they're not here, I don't have to bring one in their place. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Chatas Shenis Arva Ba'ola. So this is not even that complicated yet. It'll get more difficult. But here you have a case where a Chata Sa'of got mixed up with an Ola Sa'of. Or Va'ola B'chatas, Ola Sa'of got mixed up with a Chata Sa'of. Afilu Echad beribo, even one in 10,000, which means, let's say you have one bird of a chatas, got mixed up with 10,000 birds of ola, and you cannot identify which are the olas and which is the chatas. Or I have one gozo, one bird of an ola, got mixed together with 10,000 birds of a chatas, yamusu kulam, they all have to die. Why is that? So we mentioned, because the sprinkling or the mitzui is done differently. The chata sa'of is below. The ola sa'of is above the chod ha-sikra. And we said in Shina Pasul, the previous Mishnah, if you make a mistake, you're doing it in the wrong place, the whole thing is going to be Pasul. So I can't be mocked with these things. Every one of these birds is a safek chatas Chasaf Egerola. And if you'll ask, what about Bittul Barov? You can't, what about the majority? It's 10,000. So the answer is, we say, Balei Chaim Chashuvim. Live animals have chashivas, have significance, and they're not Bittul Barov. Nor can you wait around till they have a mum and redeem them, which we've done with animals, because when it comes to birds, there is no pidyon. So therefore, we have no choice, but they all have to die. Chatas shenis arva b'chova. Let's say you have a case where you have a carbon chatas ha'ov and got mixed up together with, not with olos, but with a kine chova, with pairs of birds that are what we call stumos, stam. No one yet designated one as a chatas or one as an ola. And the halacha is when you have a kane stam, kane stuma, so then the Kohen who's makavit decides which bird is the chatas, which bird is an ola. So, and if a person brings on many birds, many pairs of birds, all stumos, and doesn't designate which pair, which one is chatas and ola, so then Kohen takes the whole group. Could be that he brought 100 birds, 50 pair. The Kohen can take whatever he like, takes 50 and his makav is a chatas, and 50 is makav as an ola. You can't have more than, but you can't have more olos than chatos. That is the general rule. In our case, you have a case where there's a chatos oaf, didn't get mixed up with an ola. That we have a problem. They all have to die. But you have a chatos, I know this is a chatos, and it got mixed up with other birds, but those birds have yet to be designated as which one is a chatos, which is an ola. We know they're brought as a chova, someone, a matzora, yoledes, a zava, had to bring a pair, brought them to the Kohen, and they have yet to be designated which is the chatos, which is an ola, and now you have this bird falls in, flies in, and you have three birds there. Or it could be that person had multiple kinei chova, and this one bird fell in, you have five birds there, or seven birds, or whatever it may be. So what do we do here? So, ein kasher elo kiminyan chatos shebechova. The halacha is that how many birds are kasher? Only according to the number of chataos in the obligatory kane, in the obligatory pair of birds. So, for example, let's say we spoke about that one chatas ha'of gets mixed up together with two kinim, two pair of birds of, let's say, Yoledes, who's bringing a pair of birds, two pairs of birds. So now we have, she has four birds, yet to be identified which is chatas, which is the low ola. We know two have to be a chatas, two have to be an ola eventually, but they have yet to be designated. But now a carbon chatas flies in. So in front of us, we have five birds. So the halacha here is that all we can bring are two chatos out of these five, which is the number of chatos that are in, or would be in, once you identify them, in the kain chova. Why is that? Because that number, bringing two chatos, is going to be kosher no matter what. Why? Either the two chatos you are just makriv, in fact, are part of the kinei chova, part of those four birds. It's two out of the four birds that that this woman is bringing for as a yoledes, as a, because she gave birth. And you didn't necessarily, you weren't makriv the chatos that flew in. Or maybe when you're makriv two birds as chatos, one of them is from the kain chova, and one of them is the chatos that flew in. So that also would be okay. But if you bring three chatos now out of these five, that you cannot. Because it's possible that that those three don't include it all the chatos that flew in. Maybe those three are three of the original four that are part of those two pairs that the woman is bringing as a carbon. Well, that's a problem. You can't bring three chatos because two of those are an ola and two are a chatos. You can't bring three chatos. So that's what the Mishnah means. And the same thing, we can't be makriv an ola at all, because maybe what I think is an ola is really the chatas that flew in. So that's going to be a problem. And the same thing would be true if a carbon chatas flew in, an of chatas of flew in, and there were three pairs of birds. So now you have six birds. So there, how many can you bring? Once again, as the Mishnah said, kiminyan chatos shebechova. You can bring three chatos out of those seven, because no matter how you look at it, there are no doubt three chatos there. But not more, can't bring four chatos, nor can you bring any olos. V'chein ola, the Mishnah says, and the same thing would be true if you have an olas ov, shenis arva b'chova, with also with kine chova stumos that have not been designated just yet, ein kasher elekim minyat olos b'chova. The same thing, you can only bring the number of olos that are in the cane stuma in the nest, in the pair, or the several pairs that you have that have to be an ola. So whatever we said by the chatas would be true when it comes to the ola as well. And the Mishnah then says, "Bein shahachove meruba v'hanadava mimuetes." When we mention nedava here, we're just referring to ola, because ola is potentially becoming a nedava, chatas kana. All the Mishnah is saying here in this last statement, when it says, "Bein shahachove meruba v'hanadava mimuetes," "Bein shahanadava meruba v'achove mimuetes," "Bein shahshtem shavos," is the following. We were giving the example of where one, let's say, one ola sa'ov, falls into two pairs of cane stumos. So now we have a group of five. What do you bring? You can bring two olos, or a chatos flies in. And now to two pairs, so we have five, you bring two chatos, and you can't bring anything more than that. So the Mishnah is telling us is, it makes no difference, that's where the number that flew in is less than the pair. But it would be the other way too. If you had, let's say, four chatos or four olos, designated olos, you know, that person have to bring, we know they're olos, and they fly into one pair. One is a chatos, one's an ola. So the halacha is going to be the same. I can only bring one ola, which is the number of olos in the pair. It makes no difference that many of the animals, that have a majority of these animals that flew, of the birds that flew in, then I know what they are. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Bein shahachove meruba, whether, as we've been giving the example, where the cane chovos that are undesignated are in the majority, and the nedava, the ola that flew in, is memuat, is small. We were talking about one flying in, but the reverse is also true. Bein shahanedava meruba v'hachova memuetes. Even if many nedavos, meaning olos, flew in, and the chova, cane, pair of birds is small, in one pair, two pair, whatever it is, and 10 olos flew into it, makes no difference. And Bein Shashen Shtavos, same thing would be true if it's equal number. Whatever it is, the same halacha applies, as the Mishnah says, Ein kasher ela kiminyan chatos habechova, chatos or olos. Whatever is the smallest number of, the number of chatos or olos that's in the chova pair, that's what you can bring. If it's the chatos that flew in, so you bring a chatos, the minimum according to what you have in the undesignated pair. If an ola flew in, you bring olos. Obviously, and you can't bring the opposite as well.